This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
We heard late last year about the Environmental Protection Agency plans to completely repeal the Waters of the U.S. rule. Scott Yeager with the Environmental Council of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says their group is pleased that the agency is moving ahead with that, but it does take time to unravel some of those burdensome regulations. So, Scott, what's the latest?
Great question. Where it's at is it is fully within the hands of the EPA under Scott Pruitt, and they're currently in the midst of rescinding the 2015 rule, and they have to do that through the federal rulemaking process. So they have a proposal out right now that they've taken public comment on. They've gotten over 700,000 public comments on that proposal to rescind. Now they're reading those currently, and they have to respond to the significant comments, and then they can finalize the withdrawal of the 2015 WOTUS rule. And once that's gone, then they'll do a second rulemaking called the Step 2 rulemaking that will replace WOTUS with new, narrower language that will be helpful and beneficial to agricultural producers around the country.
So working with the new regime at the Environmental Protection Agency, that's going to help, huh?
Yeah. So we have an opportunity to work with these guys, and we have been working with Pruitt and his senior administrators to understand our issues, to understand why this is a big deal for agriculture and what are the touch points for how we do a new rule that helps us and doesn't hurt us like the last one did.
Hundreds of thousands of comments have poured in. How do we know that they're all in favor of ag?
The benefit is, of us being the position that we're in is that we have experts here and we crafted very technical comments so that they understood exactly what we need in a new rule. Other industry that are sided with us, from the energy industry to the construction industry to sand and gravel and everything in between, are all basically, we're all unified in how we do this. And we've all provided significant comments and suggestions to the agency. So I think they're going to be able to see through the hundreds of thousands of form letters that they get from the environmental groups, which is basically their MO, and be able to understand what the real critical pieces are for the industry that are actually impacted by this rule.
So water, obviously a huge issue, and this Waters of the U.S. rule, as it stands right now, would just have a huge negative impact on the agriculture community and the livestock industry.
Yeah, I mean, the 2015 rule was such an overreach of federal government authority that you would have cow-calf producers having to figure out whether or not they need a Clean Water Act permit just to do what they normally do, just to move dirt around, dredge out a stock pond. That type of stuff would be regulated by the Clean Water Act under the 404 permit program. Feedlot operations, there would be more feedlot operations that would have to get 402 discharge permits. So just all around, it would have a huge impact on what cattle producers do every day.
So hopefully we'll be saying goodbye to WOTUS this year. Now, the Environmental Council at NCBA works with a lot of different issues and groups. How is it working with some of the environmental groups out there?
You know, the way I look at environmental groups, there's a spectrum there. There are groups we can work with and we do work with. We can get on the same page with. And they definitely exist, and we definitely do work with them and want to work more with them. Then on the other side of that spectrum, you have organizations whose sole job is to litigate. Earth Justice is one example of that, and they litigate. That's their bread and butter. So for a group like that, that's one that you're just not going to have them see the light at the end of the tunnel. But, you know, for the ones in the middle that maybe are on the fence that are trying to decide between do we sue or do we work together with these guys? Yeah, absolutely. And we welcome that engagement, and we try to engage as much as possible. But oftentimes, we're put in situations like this where we have to react. We get hit with an adverse court decision that's going to put our guys in jeopardy and having to report this stuff. And then all of our time is spent trying to fix that problem instead of being able to be proactive and try to work more with these groups. So it's a tough situation, and it's a double-edged sword at times. Where do we put our resources to get the most impact to help our producers? And oftentimes, it's trying to fix things like this, where environmental groups litigated and put us in a bad situation.
Scott Yeager with the Environmental Council of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.